We got some interesting ACC basketball games tonight, including North Carolina at Miami. That game's on the ACC Network at 7. The first of two, I think, they're show-me games for the Tar Heels this week. They have Miami on the road tonight, and then they play Wake Forest on the road on Saturday. Duke, meanwhile, goes down to Tallahassee, where they'll take on Florida State, where NC State was a mismatch for Duke in terms of their size and their depth. You flip that on its ear when it comes to Florida State. Florida State, not quite the team we thought in the preseason, but they're always going to have size. They're always going to have depth in the front court. It's going to be a challenge for Duke on the road and their young team tonight. We'll see how they handle that challenge. Obviously, I think Duke is still going to win this basketball game. They're favored by 5, so everyone else kind of sort of thinks they're going to win this game as well. But it'll be interesting to see, because you have to remember this season, when it comes to Duke, teams who want to get in the NCAA tournament are going to need a win over Duke. And that's also kind of an interesting test for Carolina tonight, because Miami has one of those. Miami has the win at Duke. So who else can you beat in the ACC that's going to not only impress the committee, but be up in that Q1 area for your resume? So big game for Carolina tonight, important game for Carolina and Miami, and an important game for Duke and Florida State. We'll see if Florida State can pour it out tonight at home against Duke, 9 o'clock start. That one's on ESPN proper. Speaking of Duke and basketball, the guy who got all this one-and-done era started for Duke was Kyrie Irving. Only played 8 games for the Blue Devils, but he's there. He's in the Brotherhood. Loves the Brotherhood. Loves the Brotherhood more than he does the vaccine, for sure. So Saturday night, so let's go take back a half step. Kyrie Irving's unvaccinated, has a strong stance on he doesn't want to get vaccinated, basically. This isn't Aaron Rodgers where he's saying he's allergic to something. He's basically saying he doesn't believe in the government's right to tell him what to do. He's making a principled stand. I can appreciate that. I can. Due to that stance, though, he has not been able to play his home games in New York City due to government and local rules. Just recently, he has decided, and the Nets decided, that they wanted Irving to play in road games, which he is able to do. Good. That's a good thing for the Nets. The Nets, you'll recall, have Kevin Durant, James Harden, Kyrie Irving. Well, they're supposed to anyway, but they can't quite get all of them together because Saturday night, Kevin Durant ends up hurting his knee, and now he's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks, hurt his MCL sprain, left knee. He's going to miss 4 to 6 weeks. And now, the NBA regular season is, you need to be in the playoffs. You do. It doesn't necessarily matter at this point, or if you're home, you're on the road. We haven't seen a lot of evidence of that mattering in the NBA the same way it does in baseball, right? Like baseball, there's a pretty direct line to how a team plays at home. In the NBA, I'm not saying it doesn't matter. I'm just saying it's not as tangential as we've seen in some other sports, the direct result. My point is the Nets need to get in. Kevin Durant was having an MVP season before this injury. Then they were able to integrate some of Kyrie on the road part-time, thinking part-time is better than no time. Maybe thinking the COVID rules would be relaxed in the state of New York by the time the playoffs started. I don't know. What the end game there was basically to get Kyrie some reps. Now Durant's out for 4 to 6 weeks. So the natural question is, well, is that going to change Kyrie's stance on the vaccine? Well, and the natural answer from Kyrie is still no.
To change your stance because Kevin's going to be out potentially for a couple months, and the team needs you.
See, that's what I feel like ends up coming into a lot of this culture of basketball and sports and entertainment is you bring in the team and you bring in situations that we're in, and Kev's going to heal. Kev's going to be okay, you know, and we're going to have to deal with that as his teammates. But in terms of where I am with my life outside of this, I stay rooted in my decision, and that's just what it is.
Do you think there's anything that would sway your decision?
What do you mean?
To get this shot.
Why do you keep asking me that?
Because that's what everybody wants to know.
Who's everybody?
There are millions of basketball fans out there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
people who want to know if you're going to take
the chance
to be able to play at home.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Basketball fans.
But there are like they're forget basketball fans. There are millions.
Yeah,
of
but this is like that's what I'm saying. You're bringing like my vaccination status into a basketball game, and it's like I live my life majority of the time when I'm away from this. So when I say I'm not getting vaccinated and I'm making a choice with my life, somehow it gets mixed into, well, what about basketball stuff? It's like, no, bro. Like, we live in a real world. This is great to be able to do this. I'm grateful for the opportunity. I love being with my teammates. I love playing on the Nets. But I've already been away enough time to think about this, to process it, to be able to make this decision, stand strong, understand that people are going to agree and some people are going to disagree. The circumstances that are at hand, I'm praying that they get changed and we're able to do things differently. And that's not just for me. That's for all those that are dealing with being unvaccinated and getting fired from work on a day-to-day basis. It's not just about me. That's been my message this whole time. So though I feel your feeling and emotion asking that question, it's just like sometimes it feels a little disrespectful. Like, I'm not just a basketball player, bro. I'm not. Millions of fans, I appreciate all of it, but it's not just about the game.
I'm interested in Kyrie Irving's definition of the real world. $35 million to play part-time basketball this year. Is that the real world? Is that the real world? Is that even the NBA world? So I'll put it this way. I do admire his ability to stick to his principle. I do, honestly. Here's the thing, though, about the Nets, and you have to wonder. They got Kevin Durant after he got injured in the 2019 NBA Finals. He left the Warriors, okay? How many titles did he leave on the table with the Warriors? He goes, misses the 2020 season, right? He was going to miss it no matter who he played for. So the Nets gave him a four-year deal, knowing year one was a blank, okay? So year one's a blank. He comes back last year, helps the Nets, and basically because he wears the wrong shoe size, hits a three-pointer where he had his foot on the line, again, because he's wearing the wrong size shoe. They end up going to overtime instead of beating the Bucks. The Bucks win that game. The Bucks end up winning the NBA championship. That's year two. This is year three now. You didn't have him healthy in 20. He was fairly healthy in 21, but they never really had Harden, Durant, Kyrie together. That's year two. Now here you are in year three, and Kyrie has his principles stand, admire his principles, and maybe his version of reality is that, and maybe he, by saying it's more than basketball, that's what he means. Because if he cared about basketball, I wouldn't waste these years and this time with a roster that can win the title. Not saying they can't win it this year. Not saying that. But Durant with an MCL sprain, not getting surgery. I don't know. You're not talking about a guy who has a track record of being healthy. You only get so many kicks at this thing together. And remember, originally it was Kyrie and KD teaming up together, going to the Nets, not the Knicks, not anywhere else. They're the ones who decided, basically independently with each other, that they were going to be on this super team. They're wasting their opportunity, and maybe that's the principle that Kyrie is standing on. I'm not sure. I am interested in living his definition of the real world, though.